Escambia County professional firefighters. Of course, he is with Escambia County Fire Rescue. Nick, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Hey, thanks for having me back.
Absolutely. So I think, you know, a lot of times when we have you on, it's basically it's bad news. you know, it's things that, you know, we need to talk about because they're problems. But a lot of times it's when things are going poorly or have been of stress. I think, unless I'm mistaken, we have you on this morning to talk about some fairly good things. Is that right?
Yes, finally. Long time coming.
So you guys have been in negotiations, and obviously the union negotiations were pushed back for a little while after, you know, we lost some personnel, and that hinkied everything up. But you finally have had them. You got a deal, I think, on Friday, and you kind of kept working on the details. But you have a where do we stand? Where do we stand with the deal?
Yeah, so finally over Thursday and Friday, we reached a tentative agreement with the county. That allows the opportunity to proceed for ratification with the membership. That's been done, and hopefully for the last time, we're passing the ball back to the county's court. It'd be great if we can get on the agenda this week for the meeting this week, and the board will have the opportunity to vote on it.
What was the vote in the approval in the membership?
We were in the you had to ask me exact numbers. over 100 members voted on it. I'm going to say we're closer to 115.
I'm sorry, voted. Over 100 members voted, and then what was it? You broke up on me.
I'm sorry, over 100 voted in favor of.
Oh, okay.
We were around 110 or so that was in favor. And there were, I think, approximately 9 that were opposed. Well, you're always going to have some that are just not happy.
So in the 90% vicinity, which is amazing.
Absolutely.
Support. Yeah, that's really overwhelming support. And now it goes to the county commission. What is the deal? Because we know one of the, you know, there's been all kinds of questions about pay. This 1079 rate, that the introductory rate that Commissioner Barry actually denied people were getting paid. Like, he just disavowed it when we know it was true. But still, you know, what is the base pay going to be? What did you do in the middle range to avoid the compression? Talk to me about the deal.
So we were able to work. The county absolutely heard the cries of non-competitive pay. We're looking at just under $13 an hour for starting pay for firefighters. I'll say that the new administrator, I made pleas about and arguments about the mid-range there and the more senior firefighters and how they had been left out years and years ago and not addressed. And that was seemingly happening again. We need to address it. So they really focus on the firefighter rank. I think it's a great deal for all, but for the firefighter ranks. I'll say this is without a doubt the largest raise that's ever happened in our 21-year history. Actually, the only increase to the starting wages that has happened in that time frame as well. But it's also very substantial. But at the same time, it's a benchmark. We're going to have to keep working towards and keep moving forward to keep up with the increasing minimum wage law and things like that. So it's a great starting point. It is a big shift. I'm happy for the opportunity we'll have to be competitive again in recruiting new firefighters. And I'm glad they didn't forget the guys that have been here for a number of years now, going through hard times. And hoping they're still been on the street, still running the call, still handling business, and I'm glad they weren't left behind and left out of this.
So the starting pay, again, we're talking to Nick Grady, the president of the Escambia County Professional Firefighters. The starting pay was what, $12.97, $12.98? What was it?
$12.99.
Okay, so right at 13. Couldn't bring us the extra penny. Okay, so $12.99. And then that's starting hourly pay. And then there was also a bump in the middle ranges for people who've got more experience to avoid compression. As you say, that's still below $15 an hour, which is the target for Florida in a couple of years. So this is not going to do it for now. But what was the bump in the middle? Is it easy to explain on the radio? I apologize if it's not. It's fine.
No. There's a separation. It was kind of called it a seniority bump, if you will. So it was a spread from 0 to 3 years. 3 to 6 years or 7+ years, and then a 2, 4, 6 or 2, 4 or 6% associated percentage increase with those. which is good. It's on top of a few percent that was associated with this new pay scale that they're putting all employees in. And I want to say that, too, the pay scale that we're going into is designed to keep up with the minimum wage law. It's designed to shift the entire scale as the law increases.
It will pace up as the wage increases. Okay.
It's supposed to, yes, sir.
So now you mentioned it in passing, but I want to ask you directly. We know that there's been a struggle with losing firefighters to other agencies. I mean, that's just been a consistent problem. Escambia County Fire has the benefit, which most people don't think of it, but it is, the benefit of being a very active agency. So you get to do the work that you signed up to do. Of course, the problem is that the pay is not good, and the staffing levels are an additional challenge. But are we now truly competitive, or are we still behind and more needs to be done?
No, I would say in terms of starting fire pay, we're right there in the ring with our local area as far as being competitive. But you know how these things go. We may bring up the par just a little ahead. This would put us slightly ahead of some of our neighbors. Do you know how that goes? They negotiate next year. Maybe they bump a little bit. It's always a little bit of back and forth, but we were just so marginally off. I mean, just insanely off. So that's good. It'll be interesting, but these things take time. You know, we still have a number of vacancies. There's a need to grow throughout the community and reinforce some of the firehouses that are already established in core area of town. It's my hope is that the board recognizes how difficult it is to overcome when you fall behind.
Yeah.
And we work to develop and institute a plan, a follow-up plan, that keeps us up to pace rather than, you know, coming from behind so many times.
Well, for 21 years, that's a little bit of a come from behind to make that work. But I'm glad to see a $2 an hour or $2.20 an hour bump in the base pay. It's about dang time, quite frankly.
Yeah.
But good news, as you say, we often have you on to talk about problems that are going on. But to have a little bit of good news here for the moment, I will definitely take it. Nick Grady, he is the president of the Escambia County Professional Firefighters Union. Nick, good work all these years trying to get this done. Obviously, we'll continue to support you, and thanks for joining us this morning. And as always, man, thanks for the work that you and your folks do. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely. Thanks.